Hey, nice shirt. Chuck Strong, baby.
Chuck Strong, man.
How you doing?
For sure.
I don't want to show my guns out here. It's 44 degrees.
I feel you.
But you know, Coleman. Sun's out, guns out. You know the rule. Shoot. Go ahead. We'll start with you.
This game have a different feel for you. A little bit since Ben's not here, Ray's not playing, Polamalu out. You know, it's still Pittsburgh and Baltimore, but certainly some of the key players are out.
Well, you know, first of all, we don't know if he's out. A guy played down here a couple of years ago with a broken ankle. So until the ball kick off on Sunday night and they start calling plays on the center, I wouldn't rule him out just yet. But as far as everybody else being out, yeah, it's going to have a little bit of a different feel, you know, especially, you know, in this session leading into the game. You know, no 86, no 43, no 52, no 21. You know, it's definitely going to be different, a different feel. But once that whistle blows and the bullets become live, I don't expect anything less than traditional Ravens Steelers. So, it's going to be that. It's going to be what it is, so.
Steelers. Did you say Steelers?
Steelers.
So you're skeptical about Ben until, you know, for sure, and they roll him out?
Until the ball is snapped, I'm still preparing as if he's playing. Like I said, I saw the guy play with a broken ankle, came down here, and we even broke his nose. And the guy continued to play, and if y'all recall, it didn't pan out too good for us in the end of that game. And so, like I said, until that ball is snapped, When we're on the field and their offense is on the field, I'm not ruling him out. You know what I mean? You can never question this guy's toughness. You know, but, you know, guys like that is what this game is about. That's what it's going to take to win. You know, it's when you smell it, it's when you the taste of blood in your mouth that you know, it's on. So that's why this is the most heated rivalry in sports next to Heat Celtics. So, yeah, shout out to King James. Yeah, that's why, you know, this game sends a shockwave through the NFL. You know, everybody, they're going to go through their game on Sunday, but please believe they're going to rush home, get on their couch, get all nice and comfortable, and see the outcome and see the Ravens play the Steelers. So this is it. This is the week everybody's been waiting for. So,
what does Ravens Steelers mean to you?
It's a good old-fashioned, you know, alley fight. You know, you need a good one of those every now and then. You know, these two teams this is why the two teams don't like each other, because we're so similar apart. You never cross paths without having a few things in common. So if you look down the line, you know, on their team and our team, it's pretty similar. So you know, it means a lot. This is why you play football, for games like this. You know, you remember some games, but you know, these are the games that you tell your grandkids about. You know, we went down to Heinz Field, and you see the tiles, and you see, you know, the colors, and you know you're in a fight. So, and please believe, we know what they're going to do. As soon as we walk in this stadium, they're going to lock the gates. But that's what we want, you know. So we definitely want them to lock the gates behind us so we can get in there and we can have it out. And we'll see when the clock reads 0-0. We'll just see what happens. We'll see how it goes.
After last year's win in Pittsburgh, I think you said that Heinz Field is the toughest place to win. Why is that?
Definitely. Because their fans is so involved in the game. You know, their fans are just like our fans. They're emotionally tied to how this team performs. So there's going to be a lot of emotion riding in this game, and they're going to live up to it. I've never, ever had a down game. Like, there was no energy in the stadium in Heinz Field. You know, I said last year, this is my Madison Square Garden. If it's one place as a football player you would want to play, it's definitely, and being the bad guy in Heinz Field is definitely being a visiting team playing there. And, you know, they're an M&T. You know, I love playing home, but when I'm talking about opposing stadiums, there's nothing better to go into than Heinz Field. So,
Terrell, do these Pittsburgh games give you a good idea of where you guys are as a team, or because of things?
It potentially can. It depends on how both teams fare, you know, throughout the course of the year. You know, everybody, I think, was expecting a third matchup between the two teams, because we always play each other three times in a year. And so it always depends on how the other teams fare. So, I mean, you got to see how it pan out, but there's really, and, you know, there's nothing more important than the game this week. So I guess we'll we'll address that next time around.
How much trust did Torrey Smith earn with amongst his teammates with that catch last year there?
Well, we've always trusted Torrey, you know, and he showed all year last year that you know, he can play in this league, and he's going to be a good player in this league. And he made a big catch at a time when we needed it the most. And, you know, and it's kind of like he grew up. He stopped being a rookie in that game. And he went on to have a phenomenal season. So, but we've always trusted, you know, the men that lined up, you know, suit up in the black and purple. And when we cross that line, it's like we trust you. So that's why we've had so much success here throughout the year. So.
You said you expect to see Ben Roethlisberger.
I expect him.
Will you prepare for Byron Leftwich or Charlie Batch, and how would they be different?
We're going to prepare for the Pittsburgh Steelers. You know what I mean? I don't think the game plan is pretty much going to change who's under center. You know, they're going to be who they are. They're going to do what Pittsburgh does, and they're going to play Pittsburgh football. And we're going to show up, and we're going to prepare all week, and we're going to prepare to play Raven football. So, we're just going to prepare to play the Steelers. And if Seven is under center, I expect him to play. You know, like I said, a kid played with a broken ankle. So, but whoever we get, we're going to play football. So,
along the same lines, you know, with all the players that are in and out, you've been hurt, you're back. Ben's maybe out. You got Lardarius. Does the nature of the game ever change depending on who's – I mean, the overall nature of this rivalry in the game, does it ever change depending on who's out there?
No. It's never going to change. As long as, you know, there's an NFL, as long as these two teams got to play each other, the rivalry always going to be what it is. And so, yeah, like I said, it's not going to change. Yeah, we would like to have 52. Yeah, we would like to have 21. Yeah, they would like to have 43. Like I said, I still think Seven's going to play. So – but if he don't, you know, they would like to have 86. But, you know, they don't. So, two teams, you know, it's business as usual. And, like I said, we're both more prepared to win the game.
Your mindset with the Pittsburgh Steelers game, is it your mindset going through the year? Is that one that you circle every year, and especially going into their stadium? There's a mindset when you're getting off the bus.
The mindset, it circles every player. The player don't circle it. The player just knows. If you ever been a part of Raven Steelers, that it's nothing like it. You know, it's definitely something that's special, and it's special to be a part of. So, yeah. It's always a game to get up for. Go ahead, and I'm out of here.
Do you like the direction the defense is heading after the last couple weeks, especially going into Pittsburgh?
Well, I mean, we don't want to toot our own horn. Yeah, the thing is to keep progressing. You don't want to, oh, yeah, we're good. We're getting back to our, you know, when you change something, change is permanent. You know what I mean? You don't want to do something one week and then not do it the next. So we fared pretty well last 2 weeks, and we're just trying to keep it going. So it's nothing to be happy about. Then again, it's nothing to not look at. So we're just going to keep trying to get better around here.
Since you know the worst, I'm at it.